Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. With a deadline just 1 week away now, a government shutdown appears even more likely. As NPR's Claudia Grisales tells us, one of the biggest obstacles to a deal is disagreement between House Republicans on just how to proceed.
They had a lot of arguments over the past week about trying to put forward the most conservative proposal possible to keep the government open just temporarily, just a few more weeks past this approaching deadline. Yet they were breaking down over top-line numbers, over whether to provide additional aid for Ukraine or for public disasters anywhere ranging from Hawaii to Vermont.
The expanded United Auto Workers strike could soon start to affect drivers who need repairs, specifically drivers of General Motors and Stellantis vehicles. But analysts say the strikes, at least so far, continue to have no real effect on the availability of cars for purchase. NPR's Camilla Domonoske has more.
The UAW put workers on strike at every parts distribution center for GM and Stellantis, but not Ford, citing progress in those talks. These warehouses send replacement parts out to dealerships. Pete DeVito is with a union representing dealership workers, and he said the problem is simple.
The technicians can't fix the cars without the parts.
Many dealerships have been stockpiling parts in case this happened, and General Motors says it has contingency plans it could activate to keep warehouses running. The union is emphasizing its demand to end pay tiers, including lower levels of pay for workers at some of these parts distribution centers. GM and Stellantis say they have put competitive offers on the table. Camilla Domonoske, NPR News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky wrapped up his North American tour to shore up support in the war with a stop in Toronto this weekend. He met with Ukrainian Canadians and business leaders there. Dan Karpinchuk has more.
Late Friday, Zelensky waded through a large crowd of supporters who came to see him at the Fort York Armory, a military facility in Toronto. He was accompanied by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Earlier in the day, during an address to the Canadian Parliament, he had thanked Canada for its support against Russia. Many Ukrainian Canadians, like Larissa Korbutyuk, say Zelensky's visit was important.
So excited that he's here and he's made a visit to Canada. You know, and the Canadian people have been so supportive, and I hope we can continue with the support for Ukraine because it really is a war against all of us.
After the event, he headed to the Toronto International Airport and his return to Kyiv. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
A fire at a golf ball factory in southern Taiwan on Saturday has killed at least five people. More than 100 other people have also been injured in that fire. The fire was also followed by several explosions. Three firefighters are among those who died in the accident. Rescuers are still searching for four other people who remain unaccounted for. There's been no word yet on just what may have caused that fire. You're listening to NPR News. A black high school student in Texas was suspended this week for wearing a natural hairstyle. The school said his locks violated the school district's dress code. Now the student and his family are suing the state, saying his suspension violates a state law against hair discrimination. NPR's Emma Bowman has more.
17-year-old Daryl George was suspended for more than 2 weeks. School officials said George's locks fell below his eyebrows and earlobes, longer than the school's hair length limits for male students. On Saturday, the student and his mother filed a lawsuit against Texas Governor Greg Abbott and the state attorney general for not enforcing a state law prohibiting hair discrimination. The family argues that the school violated the Crown Act, a law that went into effect just after the student's suspensions began. The law bans discrimination on the basis of hair texture or protective hairstyles associated with race. Two dozen states have passed some version of the law. Emma Bowman, NPR News.
There was a dedication service on Saturday at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. for new stained glass windows. The new windows replace space that had once held windows honoring two Confederate war generals. The new windows instead depict a march for justice by African Americans. Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson read excerpts written by the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. Jackson is the first black woman to serve on the high court. A landslide caused a 1,600-foot-wide sinkhole to open up in western Sweden on Saturday on a major highway leading to Norway. Police say several cars and a bus skidded off the road and three people were injured. The incident took place near Gothenburg, which is Sweden's second-largest city. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.